chelik of Das Atmeinu, which is the first chelik of the Marocha of Shlishis. Hashem, next week we're going to start the chelik of Das Tzoyis Terochov, which is a person starting to be misakin himself, a person going in the path of the Eibishter. In the beginning of the Marocha of Shlishis, the Al Yishur built this whole chelik of the Sefer on the Pasuk, Asmach Bochor B'Yal Dosecha, all the way in the back, all the way in the beginning in Shabbos, Asamach Gimel, Ma'idik Siv, Asmach Bochor B'Yal Dosecha, V'yetiv Chalim Chalim Mei B'Kur Secha, Rashi said, Asmach B'Talmudcha, get a Simcha out of Torah, L'moyid M'Simcha M'Tuv Lev, she'll learn with a Simcha and a Geshmakai, V'Halich B'Darkei Limcha, follow your heart. The Hamid Mavu Limchol, if you raise an effort, use your eyes. It's a shocking Rashi. We stressed it many times. Rashi says that you should use your eyes to see what's in your heart. You should use your eyes to see what's in your heart. You should use your eyes to figure out what's going on inside of you. Why do you do what you do? Why do you think what you think? Why do you go where you go? Why do you act the way you do? Why do you have shittas the way you have shittas? Lashon of Rashi. To understand what's in your heart, to feed your eyes, to understand, to feed what your eyes see. So, we spent a number of months over here looking at the different factors that combine in order for us to do what we do. We have Midas, we have Guf, we have Neshama, we have Dimyan, we have Kas, we have Shultan Hayetzer. On top of all that, we spoke last week, we have Bechira, which as we learned last week is a maila, it's not an automatic thing, not even zeichet the dark, it's mitzvah saseh. And we learned last week that bechira means that afshorius of ruchnius appear as a viable option to the choices of gashmius. That means a person arrived at bechira. A person has to get himself to a place where ruchnius dike emes is an option and a choice connected by the maza. We'll end off the chelik over here with Perek Asiri, where he brings a fascinating topic. Now that we understand that we are a combination of endless amount of cheshbonos and koichos, which all are interwoven with each other, he brings a number of examples from Chazal about how a person analyzes what he does. There's no better place than Chazal. We'll start over here on Amud Kuf Samach. Na'at oleinu l'islamid l'natech ma'isa. Let's learn to analyze a ma'isa. Haloi shikvoi shoynes min avsheinu v'shatvus pula, haloi different levels of our neshama, cooperate acha maitse yeitze ala poil. But we deva hafka not be able to identify eizem mita pila b'kirbenu. If we want to fix something, you have to know what's the engine that's running it. Aleinu l'das keitzen misrake maitse. How do things come out that we do things? It means three examples. First example is Kerach. Kerach is a murdic example. On a moitzim ba'ar binyanim, in the story of Korach, Zakhtal Yishu, we find four nikudas. Aleph, kol ha'ed ha'kulam k'deishu v'toich ma'ashem ha'duot esnasu ha'kal ha'shem, talas k'ul t'cheles, bayis mo'le yisvarim. Shita, makifa, a fundamental, comprehensive shita, ideology, ha'mahus ha'mitzis, a taf tzidish ba'am. The first aspect of Korach is Korach turns up, and Korach comes with the whole shita, whole ideology. Shita, makifa, al-mahus ha-mitzvahs, and the role of a manik. It comes with big ideology. I can't tell you, it's Korach. He was from the Noisei Aaron. Chazal described him as a pikeach. The pshat is that Korach, a pikeach, came with an ideology. That's one aspect of it. He came with a whole. I got if Rashi brings it down, that means it's not a joke. Rashi brings down that he said, tal shikul t'cheles. Bayis mo'le yisvarim, does need a mezuzah, does need tzitzis. And kubah, gansa that ma'isa, and kula el kula kudosha, we don't need a gavul, we're all equal. A gansa does. The types of things you hear at Shabbos Sudas when you're in the wrong place. The Korach, va'adosoy, ideology, that's the kudah number one. Beis, the Korach shepikeach, Chazal said he was a pikeach. Ma'ar olosh tozlois. How could he make such a mistake? Do you know what it is to shepherd with Moshe Rabbeinu? Rabbi Yochanan writes, when he describes Korach v'Adosei taking on Moshe, he writes, a lashon, Rabbi Yochanan writes, do you know what a fortress Moshe Rabbeinu is? To go start up with a Zah fortress, with a Zah army called Moshe Rabbeinu? Ma'arol l'shlusu, what are you crazy? Say Chazal, Einov Hitasa, his eyes tricked him wide. Rosh Shalshalas Gedele Yezimen. He saw a huge Shalshalas, he saw a huge a chain of tzaddikim. Shmuel, Shushako Kedeget, Rejavar, Kaina, Shmuel, Bekari, Shmoy. Shmuel was equal. He saw Shmuel as his grandson. So he saw Baruch Kodesh. So he said, quote, Chazal said, Bishvila Ani Nimlat. That means, Nekudas HaKedusha Ba, Hunechaz Bibitzim HaShavtoi. He saw Baruch HaKodesh. He was Totzach. So one aspect is he had ideology. Ideology! A house is full of trailers, Kol HaElukul HaKedoshim. Not only that, he had Baruch HaKodesh. And he saw that Shmuel's coming out of him. No, he said, I can't be wrong. If I have a Zah Enikul, a Zah Tzadik, I must be right. If I say that, I'm on the right track. I'm going to survive this thing. Three, Ma'arokah l'achokah Moshe. Why was he arguing on Moshe? Niskanah, nisyusah shal itzom menu zil. He was jealous about itzom menu zil. Shemina Moshe nasi abenei kosapi adibor. Hariya matzav ha-mo'er. So now we have the trigger. Minu ha-nasi, appointed ha-nasi. Four, Niskanah. That's Sherish HaParashah, that's the Sherish. Hamida Shem Nisayra is Be'ikvus Minu HaNasi. Hamida Nisayra, Nechaz Mara HaShalshalos, Yotzer Shita, this is Berdek Azach. There's four aspects. There's an event. The event that happened was that they appointed Alitzom Ben Ozil HaNasi. Okay, that's the event. The event triggered Amida of Kinnah. The Amida of Kinnah caused him to make the Midah of Kinnah caused him to argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. And he made a mistake in how to uptight the Ruach HaKodesh. He saw Ruach HaKodesh that Shmuel's coming out of him. That means he had Kedusha inside of him. He misread the Kedusha. He misused it. Because Shmuel Taka did come out of him. Shmuel's Taka B'Kore Shmoy. But it was came out from Laman HaTzeach B'Nei Korach. It didn't come out from him. As the famous Svasemes says, he didn't think that maybe it would come out of the kids. Well, wasn't that gemeint? So he says the Chassidus of Ord that if the Zaytus is out of Russia, it can be designed that there's going to be an Eimek Kolek Shmuel. No, the Lachanami, it could be it will come from the kids. But he said it can't be. It can't be that I'm a Russian. It's going to come out of Zaytus. It's not Russia. It can't turn out as a Shmuel. In fact, the Svasemes knew he was right. Taka, what happened? So Svasemes says the Lachanami, That's why the Eibishter had him die in a Zah, unusual death, that he went Sha'ol Chaim, that Taka, there was no legacy. In the normal Yerusha is when a person dies and they bury him, but he, Korach, disappeared. So Mela, he disappeared, so there was no Yerusha. Mela, he was able to, because Korach was right, Taka, like the Sassamis. You can't have a Zah Zayda and give over the legacy. In other words, there was no legacy of Korach, because Korach was Yerit Sha'il of Chaim. And the Gemara says in Bar Basra that they're still saying, Moshe Emes, V'Tarvel Sebes, Vanu Badoim. So we have four factors. Korach, there was an event. A guy was appointed. That triggered the midah of Niskanah. That caused him to distort his understanding of the Ruach HaKodesh, which showed him Shmuel B'Korei Shemoy. And that paved the way for an ideology. Now, the person who bumps into Korach on the street, we have a picture of Korach from the coloring books. He's an evil guy. He was Minaisei Ha'aron. He carried the Aron. He stood at Har Sinai. He saw Kriyas Yamsuf. And more than all that, Chazal said, Pikei Achoyo. That Kluger Mensch. And he had a Ruach HaKodesh. So we think that we bump into Korach. Korach was an Adam Gadol Ad Moed. He bumped into a guy and he said, what's this Moshe Rabbeinu guy? A whole ideology, a whole sheet that developed with Mishalim and examples and rayas. Shtickle lips on his, Rashi says, which he mixed in a little bit to keep it levitating, to attract the crowds. When a person say, Niskana Belitzofa, you ask him, you say, what do you mean? This whole thing is just Niskana Belitzofa, right? He says, I want to be Nasi. I'm not even ready to be Nasi. Chas v'shalom. I'm ready to be Nasi. Why would I want to be Nasi? I'm not ready to be Nasi. I didn't even hear that he became the Nasi. Didn't hear the news. How many times we say things, we do things, which was an event that triggered a meetup. The meetup triggered mistakes in how we view things. And then the guy comes with a shita. How many times do we say things to people? Now, we are not Anoshim G'dayim like Korach. and we don't chepazit with Moshe Rabbeinu. So we consider ourselves that we're much better than him. But the mechanism that Chazal described of event, mida, what else? Ruach HaKodesh, you don't have, but we mess up the way we analyze events. And then we come with the shita. How much of the things that come out of our mouths in general, the chlal and the prat, are rooted in a bad mida that we're not even aware of. The sherish of what caused it. Chazal took this thing and did an autopsy on Kerach. They took it apart. Yeah, Chazal, they took it apart to the forces. But we also have stories like this. I always say over there, Elitzof Ben Ozil is still alive and kicking. I'll give you an example. A bacher gets engaged. Choshev a bacher, Talmud Chacham, Geribin a guy, went to the best yeshivas, best mesiftas, best yeshivas, everything. He gets engaged. Got engaged to Torah Gedula. Okay, Allah Ma'alos that he wanted. He comes to Shabbos Gehen, the first Shabbos, and there's a shvager there. The shvager is the first shvager. His name is Elitzof Ben Ozil. Why is his name Elitzof Ben Ozil? It's a funny, tiny yeshivish name. By the way, that's his whole first name, Elitzof Ben Ozil. He has a family name, Goldstein, okay? But he's Elitzof Ben Ozil Goldstein, yeah? And the mother didn't chop that it was Ben Ozil, that was the what it calls. He gave the whole thing. And this is Elitzof Ben Ozil, he's from Milwaukee. He went to day school. Then he went to, I don't want to say names, last year I said names, so I got in trouble. And then he went there and he flipped out. And he marches Al Milos. He has the Milos of the flip out that he knows Tanakh. Okay? And he finishes Nineveh every week by Friday, because he does every day. He was such a good guy, he's a flip out. Yeah? He finished high school, he did the regions. He's also intelligent, he knows what's going on, he can read English without Nikudas. And he knows big words, he knows what that means. And he knows Nach, and he also has Midos Tovos, because he's from Milwaukee. I guess people from Milwaukee, so let's not talking about Baltimore, because the Baltimoreans got very insulted. So the Baltimoreans didn't even understand that it was a joke about the broken people. That's how fight Baltimore is. And they don't have, so they didn't leave Baltimore. Milwaukee, there's nobody here from Milwaukee anyway. See, he's sitting next to Elitzof Ben Ozil over here, the brother-in-law, and he's Moiridik. He has a relach on the parasha in Chasidus and Litvish and Goins and for our Moshe Shapiro to our Moshe Feinstein, not in that order. And along this end, my God, and Shtikul Soid, he has Miram is a little Kabbal, not Mehedya, because he's walking. And he's Gishmak and he's smiling, he speaks to the kids with patience, and the Shver is ooing and aying. This guy, this Mr. Geribin, we'll call him Geribin Goldstein, okay? And same name, not family. And he's plotzing. The Kala sees it, the Shabbos is turning into Gehenna. So she says to him, she says, listen, I'm worried. I just feel a bit hashpah, this modern guy, he knows Tanakh, he must be a Mizrahi guy. And real Bnei Torah don't know Nach, and they don't know the parasha. And Emes Ben Torah doesn't do Shnayim Mikvah Chatargum by Friday, that's for sure. Maybe by the Erev Rosh Hashanah he finishes off with that. And Bechalal, another Gefarlo Chazach that I pick up from this guy that he chazers, and he actually knows what he learned. And that's Bechalal. That's not a Ben Torah. That's already that's Bechalal Mufka from the Olam Torah. And I'm very worried about our future kids. This Uncle Elitzof one. Called Ellie. He's gonna have a bit hashbar on our kids, not the Richter Kashkoffers. Who else will the Fel Kashkoffers mean? By the way, you think it's funny? That's how families fall apart and yeshivas and kehilas over now. This Mr. Koirach Geribin Goldstein, we'll call him, right? We don't have a better name for him. He's convinced 1,000,000%. He thinks he's Niskana, Belitzov Ben Ozil, who was the first Aiden by where he's called Chasper Shalom. He's convinced that he's trying to protect. You know what it is? You get it. You know what Bi'at Hashbos means in 2026? It's a terrible Zach. There's all types of things going out there, all types of dangers working out there, all types of people with Bi'at Hashbos. He's convinced 100% that he's Mr. The word Niskana, I always say, comes from the word Kanoi. We always have to make sure that the guy's not a Kanoi because he's Niskana. If the guy's a Kanoi, L'shem Shemaim, that's Pinchas, Ben Allah's of an Aaron, he lived forever, by the way. That's Eliyahu Hanavi. But if you have a guy who's Niskan and he becomes a Balshita, it's a Kefel Chazach. How much of the things that we say, the things that we do, whether we criticize, whether we make machlekes, whether we get angry. How complex is it? What triggered it and what caused it and why did you do it and why did you say what you did and what do you really mean? It's gefalach. Baal Musa knows. Rabbi Yochim brings down one of the, in Sefer Hadas Torah, Rabbi Yochim brings down a story. He brings down a story of one of the Gedolei Baalei Musa. One of the Gedolei Baalei Musa, who's from the Gedolei Hador and the Dor afterwards, it was sitting in Kelm. And there was a fire that broke out in the Shtetl Kelm. Fire spread. It almost burned down what was called the Talmud Torah of Kelm, where the Altar from Kelm proper. So this Gadol, who was a younger man then, he said to Rabbi Yochim, ah, it's chaval that it didn't burn down the Talmud Torah. He was hoping that the fire would spread and burn it down, right? Why? Why was that this? He says, because in those years, the people who were living in Kelm, they were Prussian. He hadn't seen his wife since Sukkot. He said, I'll come home in the middle of winter. The wife will say, in the middle of this month, you're coming home. What type of hefker is that? He didn't come home for lunch every day, or breakfast and supper, and in between also texting his wife every half an hour. They came home once or twice a year, based on him. And so the wife will say, what are you doing home? Are you a batlan? Up upon him. So he said, if it will burn down, then he could have an excuse to... So he said, he was doubting that it should burn down. So Yochum said, that's somebody who's in touch with themselves, and they're not afraid to speak with him. He wanted the whole kelm to burn down, so he can go home. He said, a Baal Musa is somebody who's in touch with what's going on inside. He said, there's nothing wrong with wanting to burn down Kelm. That's a fair guy. He wants to go home. It's fine. That's the Seder. But the Rekuda is the ability to be able to admit. So he says, this man, so Iskevax, and afterwards, he said, that's a Baal Musa. Now, the Shur writes a page before. He says like this. And we'll end off the schedule like this. I'm a Kufman test. Dr. Say, B'chdei levar shele b'halacha, if you want to clarify a shal and halacha, Tzorach liyos lamdin, v'longu v'amel shatar. You have to be a lamdin, you have to have omel. K'dei limtzo is a sifah matmah shulchan aruch. To go, knowing where to go, where, what, when. Ulam, that's possible. He shimush v'mushah, but if I could do it over extended time. Lo yucho gam lamdin muflik nusak halacha v'ilchus trefus v'shelos nashan. Kosha kiflayim, who is doubly hard, l'hatim mashanera v'sfar malvidus. Al masha onam mafkinam v'atzmenu. We have to follow our own patterns for a long time. And to be misbeinin in the endless amount of chesbeinus, which keep our minds busy. Yayin v'layla, day and night, v'ha'kitzu b'sheinu, when we're awake and we're sleeping, v'yayin v'layla, conscious and unconscious. Our minds are tornadoes of machshoves. Rabbis, machshavos, belev ish, va'atzas Hashem hisokum. The Malbim says that a person has in his mind rabbis, machshavos. They storm through your mind all types of thoughts. None of them are emes. Va'atzas Hashem hisokum. He says every person has inside them, deep down in their neshama, the atzas Hashem. Every person has deep down inside of them the eitzah, the emes eitzah, the emes eitzah that's inside of you. But it's covered over by Rabbis Machshavos. Look what he says over here. Non-stop, day and night, sleeping and awake, conscious and non-conscious. Yitochin she'odem yodea atzma yodea amuka v'amitas. The person can know himself. Af imu miskasha oy likur shemus l'midaisav. Yodea p'nim mizayis yedikur. V'leod veik. You don't have to know what the name is. This is Musa. Musa says that if you can't figure out and you don't pay attention, we are so complex, we are so deep, we are so messed up. Okay? Why are we messed up? Because we don't learn Musa. We don't learn Musa. So, the midas rule over us. And if we'll ask ourselves, this is the question which I want to end off. Rashi says in Shabbos, Havei ma'ba lipcha lefi ro'eis einecha. Figure out what's going on in your heart with your eyes. Use your eyes to see what's going on in your heart. A person has to ask himself a very simple question. What are my factory settings? What's my pashtos? What's my muskarishon? What's my reflex? What's my instincts? My midas or my sechel? What's running the show? What's sitting in the cockpit? What's directing the traffic over here? What's my pashtos? I have a situation. A situation comes up. Alitzaf and Menuzil, we bump into them all the time. All these scenarios, all these situations. what's my gut reaction? Do I have control? Do I have an idea of why I'm doing what I'm doing? Or we have no idea. And the Pashtus is that the Midas govern whatever we do. Here it's they trigger the kinna. And then on this kinna, I build towers. Ruach HaKodesh, and Shitas, and ideologies. And 20 years later, you meet the guy, he's hacking a cup. It's based on a kinna of a stupidity because of somebody in 8th grade got the prize or whatever it is. Taita. The guy goes a whole cheat about it. V'chaina. And then it bumped into a taiva. And because it bumped into a taiva, you didn't realize it was taiva. And you were convinced it was something that you needed, but you didn't need it. And you built around that a ganze welt, a whole ideology built around it. Like Esav went ahead, v'yibiz Esav as a b'chayra. He went and built a whole ideology around the fact that all he wanted was a bowl of cholent, nebuch. That's all he wanted. He was hungry. But he was hungry and he sold the b'chayra for it. So what did he do? He went ahead and built afterwards a whole ideology that b'chayra is nothing. But that was to come along and protect his need and his ability to go sell the b'chayra for a bowl of cholent. That's the oimik of Musar. And a person, bibaltwer, a couple of thousand years after the chet of Adam Rishon, we're messed up. We're messed up. Our midas rule over us. That's what Bissol said. Bissol wrote that if you're not going to learn Musar, you can take for granted they're doing the wrong thing. Isn't that depressing? And when a person gets to that fundamental yediyah, then he's already out of the mess. Then he's not messed up anymore. Messed up and not messed up is not whether you fixed all your midas. Whether you realize that you're very complex, and a lot of the things that go on in your life in Dibur, Maisa, Machshava are results of long and complex processes that Midas triggered, that got triggered by all types of things, and combined with a bunch of other factors together in layers and layers of complexities. They say that the Alter from Kelm was able to come at the end of the day. They say that the Alter from Kelm said that at the end of the day, which I can't even say out of my mouth, at the end of the day, he was able to repeat all the machshavas that passed through his brain that day. Isn't that depressing? And we can't even repeat what went through our minds from Ata Chayne until Lenosh Bina. Okay? In the speed of light. If you don't believe in the speed of light, just look what we thought about from Ata Chayne until Chayne Nadas. And the altar had, what's wrong, by the way? Is it because the altar had a photographic memory? I don't know. I have no idea. They don't say that about it. But the altar was in touch with himself. He had control. He had his hand on the steering wheel. He had the hand on the steering wheels of his thoughts. He had the steering wheels of his dibur. I presume also he was able to say over at the end of the day everything he said. Everything that came out of his mouth. That's a malvut kazat. That's Musa, by the way. That's called being alive. That's called having a halach. That's called being dovek and kodesh bochu. And with this, we'll end the first chelik. We're going to start the next chelik now that we're in touch with ourselves. And we, look, in a few minutes, we've already cut through all the layers of midas rayus and fake ideologies and negias. So now we're ready to start chelik 2, which is the chelik of tikkun, how a person takes the knowledge that we have for ourselves and try to fix the midas. And then if we search over the end of the year, we'll get to Das Teira. Once you have Das Teira, then you can sign on the posters downstairs outside. By the way, they don't have to print it. You can just add your signature. It's no problem. Your shalim is no problem. Just add your signature.